happens all the time. You get hurt, right? Like, you're like, oh, that hurt. But then you just carry on. Like, nothing went wrong whatsoever. And then you find out afterwards, like, you go to the doctor after a few days and you really messed yourself up.
Yeah. That's why I'm not actually going to the doctor.
Good.
Because I know what they'll say. And or I know the very least of what it is that they would say. And I don't want to hear it because I'm going on vacation. So it doesn't matter to me. So I was opening my pool the other day, and I have to pump water off the pool cover. And to do so, I put these weights on top of the pool cover to create a deep area. That way the pump sits and it gets all the water out. So long story short, the water's pumped off, and I'm going to pull these weights off of there. And I reach one, and it's right at the end of my reach, but I'm able to grab it. Simultaneously, I have the cover balled up in my arms. And if I drop it, the dirty water, the leaves and stuff are going to fall back into the clean water that's under the cover at this point. So there's, dropping it is not an option.
Okay.
All right. So I see that I can reach for the second one, and I say, okay, that's good. But one of them is slightly out of reach, and this is the one that's going to, it's going to hold me up. If I can't get this one out of the way first, there's no point in removing the third. So in my mind, I reach. I'm not going to be able to get there. I surmise that I'm going to jump up, simultaneously lurch forward, grab this weight, pull it back, elasticize my body back over the side of the pool, and maybe get a scrape, but I'll be fine. I've done this 100 times when I was youthful, something like this before. Instead, I jump up in the air and gravity does the rest. Immediately come down on the side of the pool and hear a large, distinct crunch and feel the pierce immediately in my chest. If I didn't bruise my ribs, then it's the head of my pancreas or something like that. I mean, I'm pretty sure I cracked a couple ribs because I've broken ribs before, so I know what they feel like.
Why wouldn't you go to the hospital? I mean, you were in so much pain, which FYI, your wife didn't even believe you, right? What happened?
She still doesn't believe me because there's no real bruising, which I told her means that I'm going to survive.
Or like, it's internal bleeding.
No. Internal bleeding. Sooner or later, you would see something. There'd be some jaundice going on here or something. But I know what they're going to say. They don't even wrap ribs anymore. They just give you pain management stuff, and they tell you to take it easy for a few days. A lot of the times, if nothing's poking out, the doctor feels that there's nothing, you know, truly dislocated, they won't even take an x-ray.
Yeah, so you're just carrying on with this injury, and meanwhile here you can barely move, and every time you breathe it says you're complaining that it hurts.
I can't walk at the regular speed.
Good.
And I definitely cannot cough, and half the times when I laugh or breathe, you'll hear me in the middle of a word. That's because I'm injured.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you carry on? Like, you got an injury and you just kept going.
When I was a kid, I was playing around with my brother, and we were, like, chasing each other around the house. So I, like, tried to jump up on this thing. I'd throw my hands up on the wall to, like, brace myself and get away from him. So, like, a couple of days start to pass, and my body's hurting, and it's aching, and my wrists are starting to bruise. Parents take me to the doctor to see what's going on. It turns out that I broke both of my wrists when I did that.
Oh my gosh.
Man, when you're a kid, you'll do anything to keep playing, right? We'll do anything to keep going. Yeah. Oh, it hurts, but I'll be fine.
It seemed like a smart idea.
That's crazy.
I just can't imagine both my wrists being broken and like going to school and having to write and figure it out, and you don't realize it. You just think you're sore.
My dad would tell me to walk it off.
1-800-330-9999. When did you carry on? You got hurt, you kept going, and then you found out, no, you probably should have stopped. I'm pretty sure Raven broke his rib and he refuses to go to the doctor. Just carrying on like it's no big deal.
If I didn't crack 2 ribs, then I bruised like my pancreas or something like that, because it's painful. It's affecting everything in my life.
1-800-330-9999. When did you hurt yourself? You just carried on like there was nothing wrong. And then when you went to the doctor, you found out there was definitely something wrong. Hey, Anna and Raven.
So I was at a birthday party a few years ago, and I got involved in a vehicle pedestrian accident. And rather than going to the hospital, I decided to go on vacation the next morning.
Good.
And it took me 2 days to realize I had a huge hematoma in my leg, and it's a whole big ordeal. So, yeah.
Wait a minute. You got hit by a car and you decided not to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
She was on vacation. She was going
on
vacation.
Yeah, you know, we make bad decisions when we're drunk.
Yeah. Yeah,
my decision.
No, I'm aware. I'm aware.
It took no explanation whatsoever. But here's the good news. It's been enough days where there's no hematoma. Nothing has emerged from my body.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And you're right. They don't do anything for broken ribs anyway. So you're fine.
Right. How was your vacation, by the way?
Oh, it was great until I went into shock, and that was That was not fun.
Oh, I'm hoping for a different result on mine.
Oh,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for sharing.
Tana and Raven, when did you carry on, but you shouldn't have?
So it wasn't actually me, but a kid I played football with, he got his fingers stuck in a helmet, and it bent it completely to the side, so it was sticking out.
Oh.
And he just goes, "Coach, I broke my finger." They taped it up and continued to play. And he just complained about it for, like, days to come.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a legend, though, in your sports town. He is a legend,
what
that
happened
guy.
To him now?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right. Right.
He went on to play in the NFL and made millions of dollars.
Oh, right. All right. Okay, right. Never mind.
Or he's teaching PE at another school somewhere.
And on Raven, when did you get hurt and you carried on?
Actually, this was my husband. He was fixing the washing machine. There was a cabinet above his head, and he reached up. Then he stands up and he hits his head on the back of the washing machine, grabs his nose and says, "I felt this before." He ended up breaking his nose.
Sat down,
finished fixing the washing machine, then went to the emergency room.
Of course, that washing machine's got to be in place.
And you got to do the laundry somehow.
Yeah, we got to get these hoses hooked up here.
Exactly.
All right? I'm going to need clean clothes. Look at all the blood on this shirt. I'm going to need a clean shirt.
Exactly.
Anna and Raven, when did you carry on? What happened?
Oh, man. High school. It was my sophomore year. A friend, we were jumping on trampoline, bigger guy, landed right on me and my foot. And I was like, oh, this is different. This does not feel like, oh, my God, I think something's wrong. Like, I think I broke my foot. And like, no, like my mom was like, no, you're fine. You're fine. We went for a week. It started to get black. I was on my broken foot for a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Listen.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, I'm so paranoid that if my dog gets a scratch on them, I'm on the phone at like 6 a.m. in the morning freaking out talking about it, right? If it was my kid, I'm dragging them to the doctors right away. But for whatever reason.
No, she was like, you're fine.
Yeah. 20, 30 years ago, our parents were like, no, the deductible? No way. Like the deductible was what, $40 back then? $20 back then?
In parents' defense, it's hard because they're always getting hurt. So it's like they're always sick and they're always getting hurt. And then you have to figure out what requires a time. Like Danielle, my best friend, takes to the kids every single time. I do it like 50-50.
This woman had the black foot.
Right.
What are you talking about?
It's a little different.
Suffice to say, her mother should have probably been a little bit more caring. Sorry, Mom.
Oh.